Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to the show. It is Thursday night, and it is Patriot Nation Radio's candidate series. We have a packed house tonight. We have, first up, we're going to have running for Hernando County Commissioner. I believe he's running for Commissioner, but we'll get it all ironed out once we kick off this show. Steve Champion, he's going to come on first. He's one heck of a patriot. Wait till you hear this guy. You want to more than likely get out and vote for people like this. Then we have running for judge here in Hernando County, Christy Rupi. I think that's how you pronounce it. We'll get her to tell us exactly how she says her name. And then right after that, my good friend Lenny Ladner running for Congress up in Tennessee. But I'm trying to get some candidates I think you might want to vote for, you might not. I'm going to give you the opportunity to hear them and what they're all about. So kick back right after this. We're going to kick off the show with Steve Champion right after this, if I can get it to work. They've been having these weird technical difficulties with this telephone. And I've done over 300 episodes on a telephone. I'm not going to stop now for crying out loud. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
That's all! And
at DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called LESMA. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. So these cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this one, this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
It's time for another party.
Austin, Texas.
Saturday, September 3rd at high noon.
Join us on the east side lawn of the Capitol.
Because you deserve a day off.
And a little substance, too.
Let's party!
The Republican Party.
The Democrat Party.
The Libertarian Party.
The Constitution Party.
Border control.
BLM.
Islamic terror.
Transgender bathrooms.
School curriculum.
The Supreme Court.
The UN at the Alamo.
Governor, we would like a word. Come out and hear
Chalice Finicum,
daughter of Lavoy, Ernest Lee,
founder of the Liberty Pledge,
Tommy Attaway,
author of We Defy, Timothy Frazier,
Libertarian candidate for governor,
James Neighbors,
founder of Overpasses for America,
Fred Schneider,
executive director of Overpasses for America, and warrior woman,
Stephanie August,
John Jarnicki,
president of the Republic of Texas, Doc Green,
RagingElephantsRadio.com.
Crystal Lee Larimore.
Publisher of the Damn Good Times.
And Jay Stanley and Sharon Darrington.
Texas Patriots for Secession. Not to mention...
great music by the Green Brothers Band.
I said not to mention that.
Saturday.
September 3rd on the east lawn of the Capitol at high noon.
Be there.
visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Defend Freedom Tour featuring Ayla Brown and Madison Rising. Special guests include Karen Vaughn, Jason Redman, Cody McGregor, Jason Beardsley, Aaron Selnick, Kerry Shepard. Get informed and get involved at DefendFreedomTour.com. Coming at you in red, white, and blue. Not all guests will be at all locations. Check the website, DefendFreedomTour.com, for further details.
About themselves, but about the idea of America. We need a hero, someone to show us the way. We need a hero who speaks for the people and what we have to say. We still believe this land of the free is still America.
All right, man, we got that out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard my friend there, Dave Bray. You want to watch that video for Last Call if you really want to get the true meaning of that song. And that video is amazing. DaveBrayUSA.com. And, of course, TrueTexasPatriotGear.com to support the P3 prisoners. And on the line tonight, we're going to bring to you a few candidates running for office. You want to hear these people's stories, and we're starting our night off tonight with Steve Champion. What's happening, Steve? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
I'm hanging in there. Thanks for your time. Thanks for calling in tonight and getting on the show. So why don't you introduce yourself and tell us what you're running on and, your platform and stuff, and why the folks in Hernando County should vote for Steve Champion. I already know why I'm going to vote for you. But maybe the people
there you go. Well, first off, I appreciate you having me on and being able to speak to patriots like yourself on the radio, so it's great. My name is Steve Champion.
No,
I'm a candidate for County Commission, District 5, which in our county, the entire county votes. So basically, it doesn't matter about the district. They all affect you the same. I'm a small business owner, and I actually own a firearms business here in Hernando County. And the reason why I started running was because I'm concerned about, number one, what's going on with our country, just like you are, I'm sure, and as well as what's going on with our county. And, I was just sick and tired of complaining about it, and I really want to do something, for my hometown. This is where I'm from. My family dates back here 5 generations, and I hope to make a positive difference for my community. I have 5 children, so I'd hope to make a difference for their future here in Hernando County. As far as the platform goes, I'm a conservative. I believe in conservative values. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in less government, low taxes. The same rhetoric you've heard a lot of times, but, I live and breathe it, and I hope to make a difference
right
there in Hernando County. So, of course,
amen.
I can answer any questions you have.
Yes, indeed. We need people who believe in the Constitution and what it means and what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in the Hernando County Commission, how will your constitutionality help the Hernando County citizens? Let them know a little bit more about what your constitutionality and your principles will help them. They don't understand. People don't understand Constitution these days. They think it's a relic on a museum wall. You know what I mean?
Well,
we need to let them understand that it's not, and it is rule of law. That's really important.
Well, it's everything that we're about. I mean, and a lot of people, unfortunately, you know, are not living by those principles, and, you know, we're going astray. Obviously, I mean, it goes without saying that I'm pro-Second Amendment. I mean, I'm adamantly pro-Second Amendment about your right to keep and bear arms and to protect yourself. And, you know, and that, some people say, well, local government maybe has nothing to do with that, but there's a lot of examples around the country where local government is actually trying to infringe on your rights. You know, for example, Sarasota County, they're in a mix of trying to ban AR-15s. You know, I was like, what right do you have to do that, to take away a law-abiding citizen's right to keep and bear arms, et cetera? You know, but our Constitution and our government was put in place so the people could determine, you know, what the government does. And, you know, and you look at our government now, it's taken over. It's taken over, and they want to tax you more. Yeah. So, you know, it's about taking back our government and making it as small as possible, because it should be a small piece of our life just to keep us safe and protect us from enemies, right, that are out there. But other than that, they should have little say in what we do in our lives.
Yeah, that's why I have now, you know, thrown my support behind Donald Trump. I think even if he accomplishes one-third of what he says, this country will be 1,000 times better than it is today.
Well, here's the bottom line with Donald Trump, and I know we're getting off, you know, my candidacy, but, hey, that's more important than anything we're doing in Hernando County. You know, we have to have this guy, because the alternative could be that we could be done. You know, she is the anti everything we're about, you know, so.
Her promise in the first 100 days, she's taking the guns. So within the first 100 days, in my own opinion, I believe we'll be in the throes of civil war.
Oh, of course.
In the first 100 days.
And unfortunately, Mark, people are preparing for it. You know, I've had a record year this last year in business, and I'm not necessarily proud of it. I mean, I'm proud of my business, and I'm proud of what I do for the country and being a patriot. But they're buying because they're scared. They're buying ammo and guns and supplies and food, et cetera. And these are smart people. These are doctors, lawyers, business people. These aren't just everyday Joes. They're coming in there, and they're stocking up because they're scared. You know, and we shouldn't have to be this way. But it's a fact right now.
You know the saying. You know the saying. Yeah. When the government fears the people, you have, you know, liberty. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. So right now, this country is in a state of unbelievable tyranny. We fear the police. We fear the FBI, the government, coming to get us. It's always right there around the corner. There's facial recognition cameras on all the traffic lights throughout Hernando County. When you pull up to that light, there's a little white camera there, and they zoom in on your face. They're violating your Fourth Amendment every time you pull up to a traffic light. It's unbelievable. It's way out of control. It's 1984.
Well, I'm hoping
it's like that story, you know?
Well, I'm hoping that, you know, the little piece that I could add, being a non-politician, business owner, someone that can go in with common sense, that it's not controlled by anybody, you know, and they're scared about that. You know, I'm running against a career politician, and they told me from the beginning that I can't win. Well, I just got a poll tonight that I'm up double digits over the career politician in, you know, the county.
Hallelujah.
You know, granted, I'm not taking that for granted because I'm working hard all the way to the last day. But imagine, you know, if we could take back our country that way by putting Donald Trump in there, you know. And we should be able to control what he does because we have the Congress, right? We should be able to control because of three branches of the government. But we haven't been able to do that with Barack Obama, of course, because he just has his pen, and he decides he wants to do what he wants to do. Right?
In his first term as president, and people say, no, and I dare people to go back and look. In the first 2 years of Obama's first term, he had the Senate and he had the House, and he did nothing. And then in 2010, we stormed in with the Tea Party and took over the House of Representatives. And then all Barack Obama did was complain about George Bush. It was George Bush's fault. He did nothing, and then as soon as he lost everything, he blamed Bush and he blamed the Republicans. It's all our fault. Well, folks, it is directly his fault, because he could have changed anything in the first 2 years of his presidency he needed to change. He did nothing. He didn't work with the House. He didn't work with the Senate. He didn't do a thing until he lost the House. And then, Bush did it. So now we got to change it all. And we have to take it back when we have the House and the Senate in the first 2 years. That's when we have our chance.
Yeah, I've been kind of disappointed in our House and Senate for not, you know, controlling what's going on with Obama the last couple of years, and I think that's why you're seeing the rise of the outsider. You're seeing these the people going, yeah. No more, because we don't trust either side. You know, I trust our side more than the other side. Don't get me wrong, right? But at the same time, it's like do something. Don't try to get elected again. Do something, you know. And I think our government was founded on people like me running that don't need the job, that actually want to do a good job for their community. And if you do a good job, guess what? You don't need to run forever. You do your term, you help out your community, and you move on. Go to retirement or whatever, you know. I think you're going to see a change in the future, hopefully, in the country. Let's hope that we're going to see a shift.
One of the things about my congressman that I like is he stuck true to everything he said. Two terms and out. He, at the end of his second term, he's bailing out. And he voted 99% of the time with the Constitution, except they all signed on to the NDAA and they all re-signed the Patriot Act. And once they did that, that's it. Everything they did for the Constitution goes out the window. That's just my opinion.
Who are you talking about?
Richard Nugent, former sheriff.
Yep, and you know, Justin Grable's running, you know, and I like him, you know, for the most part. I mean, I don't know what you think about him, but you know, I met him and he seems to be genuine.
Won't even contact. I reached out to him to come on. I emailed him. I called. I messaged him on Facebook. He won't come on. He won't even answer me. So,
how about this? I'll see if I can reach out to him to get him to come on because I've talked to him a few times and he seems like a genuine guy, but I can't vouch for him. Because I don't know.
Right.
From what he's talked to me, he seems like a reasonable guy. And he's put term limits on himself. He said the right things to me. You know, he's not a politician. He's worked with Nugent, you know, I don't know where to go there. It's kind of tough these days because I'm not a politician. So when I talk to these people, who knows what they're telling me? I don't really know.
Based on Representative Nugent's record and his endorsement of Justin, I picked Justin. And I looked into him. He looks pretty cool. He looks like the right choice. He looks like he's got the right vision. So I think he's not bad. But I want to get him on the show and hear what he's about before I make a final decision. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to give him your email. And, you know, right after we get off the phone tonight, I'm going to text him. So I have his personal number, and I'm gonna reach out and say, hey, you know, you need to talk to Mark, you know, with the
radio. That would be amazing.
The radio there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And as commissioner, what's your vision for the county?
Well, bottom line is there's a few things that are concerning the citizens in the county, right? So number one, and the most important thing, and what's going on in this country, is debt, taxes, the government intrusion in your pocket, you know, and just stifling all kinds of business, you know, development improvements, et cetera, because the government always wants more and more and more. Well, the recent poll that I just did recently tonight, I just got the results tonight. More out of four questions, right? The four questions were, what's the most important thing in the county, right? The most important, you know, issue we have. And, you know, the four answers were, you know, the economy, improving jobs, lowering taxes and, you know, and controlling expense, you know, schools and the youth programs. And the last one was police and, you know, first responders, you know, firefighters, et cetera, public safety. When number one by far, more than 50%, said, get out of our pocket, control taxes, control expenses, and get the government out of the way. So there's no doubt about it. Everyone's saying the same thing. Lessen the regulations, cut the taxes, and let the business and the economy and let the small business actually grow the economy. You know, if you get out of the way and you get the government out, you know it's proven with Ronald Reagan, right? So that's got to be the first thing is that we've had some commission votes that, especially with a 4-1 Republican majority, we've raised taxes like four times in 4 years. That's unacceptable. Right. That shouldn't happen. You know, so we've got to stop that. We got to stop the bleeding. We got to stop the increased property taxes. We got to work on that piece. And then secondly, we got to, and that was part of my poll as well, is that we got to grow jobs, right? But that doesn't mean grow in the city or grow in our county into Tampa because we like our rural environment, right?
Right.
So, we got to work on maybe some manufacturing, some decent jobs, and attracting some good companies to the county. And, of course, the other two are important, too, schools, et cetera. I got five kids here. I mean, we get that. But, you know, that comes with prosperous growth and having the government out of the way, well, guess what? There's more money for things like that, and you prioritize and you take care of those the kids and stuff. I mean, none of us want uneducated kids or uneducated population. We know that's important.
I agree.
But if you don't have money, you can't pay for it, you know? Right? So.
All right. So if someone wants a Steve Champion yard sign, or they maybe want to volunteer or just reach out, donate $5 or just say hello, how do the people do that?
Well, my website is www.champion4hernando, so it's champion4hernando.com, and I can donate there, of course. Anything will help because I'm up against a career politician that has all the special interests behind him. I'm talking every large corporation, et cetera. I'm proud to say that I have taken $0, and I'm actually winning. You know, so that means something, I think, to me, and integrity means something, right? And then as far as the email goes, you could email from the same site, et cetera. But that's the best way to go is the champion4hernando.com.
Awesome. Man, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been awesome talking to you, man. And you got my vote, man. I'm on board. There's another poll pick.
I appreciate it, man. We need all the ticks. You know, the most important poll is the one cast on August 30th, and the early voting is the 20th to the 27th. And I hear you have Christy Rupi coming up, so that's gonna be kind of cool. I know her pretty well too, and she's a good egg.
Yeah. And then my friend Lenny, he's up in Tennessee.
There you go.
Gonna be a good show. Gonna be a good lineup. So stick around, folks. Thanks again, Steve.
All right. Have a good day. Night.
Take care. I'll talk to you soon, man. Be good.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. Steve Champion running for a county commissioner here in Hernando County. These are the kind of folks you want to get in office locally. Very, very, very important. Do the right things. And so stick around, folks. We have coming up Christy Rupi going to do her thing. And thank you so much. Stick around. I'll be right back right after this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.